thank you all for coming this morning.
Lord, you are here today and have served in our lives, Lord. Thank you very much for serving to us, our country. We can tell you enjoy today the opportunity that we have this morning to be together at the least of my goals around Florida to see us. You all know that in the coming days, that believers will say, yep, you might have some ears for us. We appreciate the fact that there's a challenges ahead of you. That's why I think characteristics of true disciples. So you take Bibles, chapter 10, then in verse 24. As we work through this, I'll make you see that being a disciple is serious business. Being a true disciple is bold in the heart. For those who have put faith in Christ. I appreciate so much the last call that we saw. Whom then shall I be? God has promised you. Be servant of this. You stand for your faith. Live your life as a disciple of Jesus. As you say, you will face opposition. You will hate you. The final characteristics of a true disciple. The scripture teaches us that there are certain marks, characteristics of true disciples. And by true, I mean a genuine person, an authentic disciple, one who outward activities and present life corresponds to an inward reality. I believe the only way that this is possible is to be governed by the objective standard of truth that we find in the Bible. How we feel may or not be representative of reality. By disciple, what I mean is to learn. Disciple is essential to learn. One is committed following his master. In this case, the disciple is a follower of Christ. I'm not sure how many people across the land have heard that about being disciples. Are there witnesses of a true disciple? And if I well, I can just say it a lot. Discipleship, that has to do with pastors, teachers, full-time students, and workers. That has to do with, well, maybe just using the Bible to somebody at work or some help. I would like to say to you that Jesus is teaching in the past, his first and foremost, the immediate focus that we find here in Matthew chapter 10 is instruction, warning, encouragement, and of course, there is 12. Jesus explained to them how they should minister to others. He prepared for the challenges that will come upon them. He's going to tell them that you guys are going to be insulted, going to be persecuted, following me and my teachings. Today, to have the grace to be open to them, that is for all of them to do. Then, as we read through this chapter, Matthew 10, Sam did this morning for us, you probably noticed that as Jesus begins to specifically instruct his team, Christ is discussion had a wide and sweeping from a select group to all those who have followed Christ. Here in the last week, rightly pointed out that a believer trusts Christ and Islam for the life of the world. On the other hand, a disciple commits to forsaking everything else in his faith. And we concluded last week by saying that failure to succeed in true discipleship and as I said, silence is so much more being in Christ than merely being in Christ. The first has to do with your decision, your loves, and of God's. Jesus tried explicitly about the sacrifice of the okay. Follow this. Reminded of the fact Lord, I want to follow you. I want to share the science and turn to them as a and follow you as a disciple. Okay? So many will be hurt. They want to be born around us. God's purpose, God's purpose, it's interesting, I think, that the fact that he addresses the Lord proudly during the passage of God's day. So, our thought is all the time that the Lord God is doing that, other people also address them as well. And I think that's important because trying to place a I'd like you to know that some of the language that used in the course of that refers to somebody as well as I can say. Down to the passage, maybe verse 24, he says, pay you silent, and any one said, with Christ, you pray in the name of Christ, so be in Christ. And then he moved on and broadened his description in verse 32. He said, therefore, everyone who confesses me before the Lord, I will also confess him before the Father. And then verse 37, the fourth also says, he who loves father and mother, and then in verse 40, he who receives you sees me. And then finally in verse 42, and whoever the name of the disciple here. Well, being a true disciple, not obstacle, part of what it means to be a Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, if you're a Christian, you aren't necessarily a disciple. So, just to pass that. That's all we're trying to see things that we say about that. First, we are saved by the Lord our Christ. God, first God in chapter 2, God said, the one who dead abides in him, all who walk in the same manner. We're going to walk in the same manner. Shows you. Secondly, given what Christ has done for us, why do we know? We have to calls us. We can choose how we can spend our lives. This moment is a day that we look around We have great plans for your sister and all the fishing boats. We got boats involved in this river. We have cats, spine. A lot of things that will stop the water in chapter here. It's not a big measure. And all that is not a big measure. serving faith, serving God in heaven, so covered and so powerless over the world. So, Missouri God. Jesus says that's something that that's supposed to be said. And in verses 26 through 31, he warns us about not fearing them. Therefore, do not fear them, them being men at the time, for there's nothing to fear that will not be known or hidden that will not be known. Well, you know, it's hard to minister when we're afraid. Well, however, it's a good reason not to be afraid of these servants. Do not fear those who try to insult you in person. It's the importance of the mission we have at Christ override any kind of inhibitions that we have space over time. The wonderful thing we must remember is that we are not alone. We are not alone. Just as Christ has assured the same persons, we are mistreated with no more than Christ. Maybe that's what he's trying to say in verse 25, the latter part. How much more will they malign themselves? If they did this to me, don't I have all the goods? They've seen the miracles that I perform. They've seen the peace who are amazed at my position. And yet, they still malign me. If they do that to me, how much more are they going to do that? Be prepared for Christ's needs. Be thirsty for Christ's needs. Be following. If you choose to be certified, how much more should you face of Christ's needs? Should we not expect anyone? Why should we expect of Christ's needs? Well, because it's a hard news of retirement. Good things in life, comfortable living. Why should we expect this? It's more than Christ's needs. It's a important decision. Be a Christian. Serious business. That's some good reason why you don't have to be afraid. It says in verse 26, I call it injustice to divulge. So we might think today, so the Lord says, do not fear them. There's nothing concealed that will not be revealed in any way. All is justice will come day to day. That right. All wickedness done in dark corners will be scrutinized and you can find right in them. All those who oppose the gospel right now, they have the upper hand of their deep, not knowing them. Disciple, soldier, beaten, all was, will be visible. Today, the evangelical radicals, dangerous, unfortunately, lift made up by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and many Christian groups, dangerous to our society. The Lord says, do not fear them. With all of this will come to light. Nothing concealed that will be revealed. Not revealed that didn't have the knowledge. Another source of both ways too. Value of how we live right, value of how we live a life right now is in the life that is the outward, within line, contemporaneous with true things in society. All that, take right in hand. And finally, what I do think to you about this is that stuff all comes to a place that the very creature of passage is a sunset. It's destined to be used. no degree of obstinacy not to hold. Because, therefore get out here, that there is nothing hidden that would not be revealed to say, and not be made known. The truth of Scripture is destined to be nothing hidden, nothing concealed. There are no secret societies to prove it. We all may know. So God has been working in these sanctions for all things coming through. Eventually, great big end Christ. All that time of preparation for asking questions about how you're going to deal with it. Our basic problem of sin as we look to the Old Testament, looking for the prophets, hear the story that we study how we begin to preparate the basic problems of how we fight with God. As we all may know, Titus may not have understood all the different things. When we're questioning his comment about dying of this group, all is to be made clear. Even all may know God has purpose in his heart. Salvation, next, how is it going to be the same God? Also, verse 28, for you there, responsibility to first. What I mean by that is that we're responsible to God, not to us. Men in our courts, in our Supreme Court, in our president, we may think that we're responsible to this. Everyone, all what we're teaching. This is the way that you're supposed to end. This is the path that you are supposed to go. Christian said, fear the fears. Not. Because he is the one that ultimately has authority over you. And our Lord says, do not fear those who kill the body, but are able to kill the soul, but rather fear them who are able to destroy both the body and the death, and praise them. And if you take away the life right now, and you're not going to shut the soul, destroy your soul. But we are to fear God. Let God fear them. And we're destroyed. Very important word, it's stronger, it's more fortitude than the loss of the physical body, the loss of the old years. See, there's much more to life than we all observe than well being. Denied by God, or it is much worse than personally. So, by the way, there's not a degree of He is the one that we're going to have if God for them. This is difficult for me. In the Psalms. Thank you. important, most important, and it's not that I think that Christ is unconcerned about it. What is the value? What is the key of value? What is the ultimate value? So, being martyred for our faith makes all the sense. Why should we expect to be? Why should we expect to be what? Our Christ, our Savior. Our Lord is experiencing the same thing. Remember, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. The people that wanted to follow, just all of them. They're going to be part of this disciple. Look, all of them. Jesus said, all of them.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.